Hello, welcome to the Legend of PJ Famicom. This is Season 2, Episode 8. On the show, I let my computer pick random songs from my solo albums. We talk about the track for a bit, and then we listen to it. From my 2014 album, In Spades, we have the song In Spades. Maybe my favorite song on the album. The guitars are juicy. The bass tone, juicy. It's the first album I did with my Squier 5-string jazz bass. I played it through my EMC B110 amp, the amp I bought for playing bass in the Real Life Tigers band, out west in the summer of 2013. In January 2014, almost 2 months after the release of In Spades, I spent every moment possible in my storage unit. I'd spend 4 hours at a time playing this album on drums, until I got all the changes and all the fills, until I could play every song all the way through without stopping. I smoked cigarettes while playing drums. I closed my eyes and leaned back against the wall. When I finished the album, we were still wearing coats. In Dawson's room, we listened to a CDR of this album with Heather. I called him and we met up after bar hours to listen to it. The next day I listened to it with Andrew Nezic in my carport through my laptop speakers, the speakers of my M&A classroom companion laptop with the tiny 10-inch screen, with Windows XP, the computer I recorded this album on. Andrew and I drank most of a bottle of Bombay Sapphire, then I went to Nobby's to see one-timers from Chattanooga play. I bought their shirt with the unicorn on it, and changed into it right there in the bar. It was the devil, but I still did it. This is Super Famicom. Super Famicom in Spades. There are 9 songs on my 2007 instrumental CDR, 1,000 Moving Lights. So now we're going to listen to song 9. This is the album recorded at my buddy Carlos's house while everyone was asleep or falling asleep while watching Wayne's World. It was the night after playing an acoustic show at Fairview Park in Decatur, Illinois. I was with Evan from Nice and Friendly and Matt and John from Life Under a Tree. I was having a mania of sorts. There were a lot of people at the show for it being a thing at the park. It was a very nice day for it being March. I got my audience to follow me around while I played acoustic guitar and sang to them. I started my set with an improvisation during which I laid on my back and played with my feet in the air, ending the song in a standing position. Without asking, I drove Matt Jenkins' Honda Odyssey to Kroger and bought one of those big tray packs of store-brand Oreo-style cookies and a big carton of 8th Continent vanilla soy milk. It was the second best soy milk, second best to Eden Soy. Back at the show, I dumped the soy milk into the tray of cookies and tried a cookie at every specific degree of sogginess. I had been recording a lot of songs onto my micro cassette recorder. Some days before that Decatur show, I was hanging out with some friends in Champaign. We passed around my tape recorder saying funny stuff. So I put that recording as the hidden track, and it's not going to be included on this show. So I put that recording as the hidden track on 1,000 Moving Lights, and the hidden track is not going to be included on the show. This recording was right after my tour with Isaac Arms. I stopped in Decatur on the way to Jacksonville and immediately recorded this CD. And just a couple weeks later, I had the CD for sale at a show in Decatur at the Masonic Temple, the first time I hooked up with Dustin and the Furniture. So from 1,000 Moving Lights, here's track 9. Next is an intentionally emo song from my 2013 album, Purpose Defeated. The song is called Moonlit Skin. Every night after work, I would stay up until 6 or 7 a.m. I'd work on my RPG game, Stone Wings, until around 5 or 6. Then I would either play bass or get in a round of Mario Picross. That was when I wrote the main riff to this song. Most of the songs on this album started off with a bass riff. That was when I finally got through every episode of Everybody Loves Raymond. For a while, I couldn't sit down and do much of anything without the TV on. Still, I thought I was accomplishing a lot. I was finally working on the RPG game I always wanted to make. And I'm still a fan of the Purpose Defeated album. My friend Kelly Crawford gave me her old clarinet, and I felt like I was playing it pretty good. Flute and clarinet are pretty emo instruments to put in the song, I thought. The lyrics are about having a hard time keeping people from getting in the way as you try to live up to precedents and standards you've set for yourself, especially the standards you've set before your fans that don't exist anymore, trying to live up to the manias of 2007 in 2013. Just that past summer, I had played Planet X Fest, so I thought I was at a career high with the whole Super Famicom thing. Just because I had achieved one of my oldest dreams, as if I had been the one to make it happen for myself, instead of just being chosen to play the gig, like everyone else. Anyway, let's rock this jam. Moonlit Skin. Moonlit skin. Next, we're going to rock a jam from The Wandering Floret Part 3. It's actually a cover of a song called That Thing You Did by Wabash of Decatur, Illinois. Wabash was my friend Griffin's solo project. One time we were supposed to do a split, but he'd sort of given up on writing and recording music, so I put my half of the songs on my album Endless Fervor. Wabash was pretty cool. For gigs, Griffin sat on the floor and played a keyboard, singing about his life experiences, some of them nostalgic, and some songs were a way of coping with the new harshness of adulthood. I was always a big fan of Griffin as a person, and made a point to be a big fan of his music. It wasn't hard to do. His songs, they were so much better than my first songs. His first shows, they were so much better than my first shows. This kid could have done anything. There was one year, I think in 2009, at the Southwest Folk Fest at the Church of Rock in LaGrange, Illinois. So many of my friend's solo projects performed as bands, mostly with my friend Victor playing really good drums. So Griffin had a Wabash band. He had his keyboard on a stand and he was jumping around, just really rocking out, having the best time. And it was a really great experience for me, getting to see that happen. So to this jam, rock, let us. That thing you did.
1, 2, 3, 4. One day I ate a turkey bone and I threw it out. And on that same day I walked to your room and we listened to your favorite song.
I did something with the EQ mastering this track. I wanted the track to be loud, so I really compressed the high frequencies. Instead of putting my album on one project file with my digital audio workstation, I had a different project for every song. I didn't have a plan for getting it done recording a bunch of songs and making everything sound cohesive. I just tracked what I felt like tracking, and then what needed to be tracked. Anyway, our last track today is called I Evaporate from my 2007 split with the LA Beard Club. I guess it's a cynical song. My grandparents lived in Kewaunee, Illinois, and my folks wanted me to come up with them to see my grandpa. He had cancer. I guess they were worried it'd be their last chance to see him. And I didn't want to go. My high school friend, Ryan Pennell, had invited me to jam with him. He was a year older than me and had actual live band experience. So I wanted to jam with him instead of going to see my grandparents. Of course, my dad told me how disappointed he was in me, so I kind of resented him for that. My grandpa had always made fun of me anyway, probably as a way to make fun of my parents. Anyway, after this incident, my grandpa died 4 years later. It was the summer after this song had come out. I was in Texas or somewhere on tour with Toby Foster, so I had to leave the tour and go to my grandpa's funeral. There were like 300 people there. It was like being at church, except most of the people there were related to me. And they knew me when I was a child. Not a 21-year-old stoner with the vegan physique I had. And the smell of tour, wearing whatever was in my closet that was wearable and looked like a suit. I guess it's good to sometimes remember who you really are, and then soon after remember the fact that someday you will be forgotten and turn into dirt and water. What is next coming? Guess I bet you can. It is not a lovely dream or a living nightmare, and you don't need an unknown light to guide you. Just keep listening, come this jam will. By Super Famicom, I evaporate.
My grandpa got cancer a second time, but sick of watching so many people die. I never went to Kewaunee, it's like watching my daddy. And every time the sky turns blue, it's just a trick for drowning you. I can't stop twitching my feelings out. My eyes run too dry to cry like the clouds. But it rains and evaporates to moist the ground for digging graves. And every time the sky turns blue, it's just a trick for drowning you. Every time the sky turns blue, it's just a trick for drowning you.
All right, thanks for listening to my show. Next time, we're going to go over tracks from Texas, Emily Songs 2, In Spades, Endless Fervor, and Balrogs. So I'll talk to you then.